On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Thank you for joining us here at Rosie on the House. No matter what part of the great state of Arizona you're listening to us on, there is one toll-free universal number. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. And I understand there is still a couple calls in queue, so let's get to them.
Let's do. We've got a call that is particularly propitious timing right now from Jim in Peoria. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you today?
Super fantastic.
Good. Listen, we moved into a home, purchased a home this summer, moved in. The home had been vacant for about 5 months, and so the yard was dormant. We have about a 300-square-foot grass lawn. It's Bermuda. And so we started watering it, and the grass came back nice, but so did the spurge. And then we were out picking it, trying to get rid of it. And then the big monsoon storm hit a few weeks back. And now about 50% of the yard is spurge. Just looking for any way we can to get rid of that because it's just nasty.
Yeah. Feel for you. There's a couple products. There's a product made by Fertilome called Fertilome Weed Out with Q. And that Q is a product called Quinsep. Sometimes you can just find the Q on its own. And you just need to go battle it. You need to spray that product on there, and then pre-emergent herbicide is probably the best way to get rid of it. If you're going to put a winter lawn down, I probably wouldn't do it until about March, April, May, somewhere around there, is to start hitting it with pre-emergence next spring. The pre-emergent will kill seed, kills good seed, bad seed. It just, as that seed germinates, it kills it. And that's about the only way you can really kind of keep it under wraps.
You can always count on spurge going completely dormant in the winter. So it's a great time to bring that lawn in, get it as healthy as possible, and just pre-emerge the snot out of the yard about next March. So one thing you don't want to do, but you don't want to mow it.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever gone down and examined. I mean, it's just prolific in seed, and it's already in bloom now. It's got a lot of seed on it now, and it's had seed on it all summer long. And once you go there and kill it, you're going to find out you don't have any Bermuda grass left anymore. It is completely you'll just have big, huge dead patches.
Hit it with pre-emergent. Let the winter make it go dormant, and then hit it with pre-emergent. Jim, it really is going to be the best way you can tackle it right there.
Now, you've got a customer leaving here. What's on that cart? What am I looking at? There's a lot of different colors I've never, and plant types have identified.
So he has the ornamental grasses that are great in containers. He's got some mums, some cosmos, and then, of course, that lime green ipomea vine, which will freeze, but will last until the first frost and just really big and overgrown right now. I'm guessing he's going to update his containers this time of year after all these rains. Anybody that's had annuals during the summer, marigolds, my petunias, I came home after the weekend, they just look terrible. So I'm getting ready too to do what he's doing, buy some fresh annuals, pansies, violas, maybe put some fall grasses in there that'll last through October.
I'm learning all kinds of new names today of plants I've never even heard of before. What and you talk a lot about the annuals and the pre-annuals, and that some of that's going to freeze off. Will that grass come back after the frost, or it's just a decorative?
That one is just a decorative annual grass. He does have some perennials, though, that he's getting. That's such a great time to get perennials and trees and shrubs right now. With this added moisture, in addition to the warm soil temperatures, it's such a great time because your roots will really take off right now, as opposed to springtime when the soil is frozen and trying to sledgehammer through the first frost layer. Fall is actually a wonderful time to get in some of those plants.
And when you're talking, we talk planting all the time, and that fall's a great season below the rim because oftentimes there's not a big enough frost to kill it off. So you've got this full growing season almost twice before the summer comes. So you've got the fall growth and then a little freeze. Planting right now, I mean, do you have to worry if you're doing trees or mature shrubs? I mean, are you awaiting at this point, or are they?
No, it's always good to get them in when the ground isn't frozen, we say. And again, because of the higher soil temperatures that we get in the fall after all season of it warming up, They really do take very well, and you'll get a little bit of root growth, and then next season come spring, once they break dormancy, they'll be all that more established to try and get through the summer. You know, our growing season's only 90 days, and so we like to take advantage of any of those 90 days. But fall, it isn't our biggest selling season because people aren't, it's not at the front of their minds, but it's definitely healthier. It's less stress on the plant because there's less heat. And then now, of course, with this added moisture, it's a wonderful time to get them in and start going. It doesn't mean you don't have to water during the winter if we don't get snow, but you'd have to do that if you planted in April, May too. So.
And this is Misty Warner of Warner's Nursery and Landscape. Just a little preview of your company one more time.
Sure. So
you're third generation.
Third generation in business since 1968. My grandmother Dot started the company in Lake Powell. And now my sister and my husband and I are getting ready to take actual full ownership after 2015, or January 2015. We've been running the store and the company over the last 20 years as it is. So we're pretty excited. Not much will change except that, the names will... on the paperwork will be different, but we're very excited and ready to move forward and try to do things.
Congratulations. Thanks for having us out this morning.
All right. We're signing off here. Mr. Harper, thanks for joining us in here
morning.
Thanks folks, stay tuned. We're talking duct tape as well as any project you're trying to tackle around the house right after this.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.